At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio.
What we did was put together this wide receiver big board, and we just made a war room in a dining room, and we've got stickies with the top 30 receivers. So every time a guy got picked, we put on the round, what pick he was, his name, what team he went to. And we had 28 slots, right? And we had Dez's name in red.
Welcome back to Drafted. I'm Steven Johnson, and this is episode 7 of season 3. The first round of the NFL draft is over. Kellen Mond and Dez Fitzpatrick are both still on the board, waiting for day 2 of the draft to begin and their names to be called. Dez's father, Greg, has their living room draft board fully updated with the 5 receivers that were drafted in round 1, along with Velcro nameplates for the top 25 receivers still undrafted. He's as ready as anyone for round 2 and 3 this afternoon. Dez's mom, Wendy Fitzpatrick, describes the experience at her ex-husband's house on that first night.
Oh my goodness. The war room, and that is what he called it. He had every wide receiver names already cut out in Velcro with the teams. So those were already with the logo, with the helmet and the name of the teams, all of that was Velcro. So then we just were placing them one by one every time a wide receiver. And then we would look at the batch that was left on the table of the remaining ones. And of course, Desmond's name is still there.
Dez appeared relatively calm during the first round, even as those other receiver names went up the board and his name remained on the table. However, Greg's draft board didn't seem to ease his own nerves as much as he intended. Here's Wendy again.
His father, he was pacing. He was pacing all through the house. So we have this many remaining wide receivers left. And yes, so I'm like, Greg, would you please sit down? Just a lot of nervous energy going on. I think he was trying not to be, but it was obvious that he is, you know, like, no, I'm not, I'm fine. And you're looking like, you're a nervous wreck. It was very intense, to say the least.
As the second and third rounds approach, clutch agent Demarius Bilbo calls Greg to check in on the Fitzpatricks, perhaps with equal concern for father and son. Here's Greg on the phone, responding about Dez's mental state.
He's chilled out, man, and we got a real chilled environment. Like I was telling you yesterday, man, the environment that we set up at the crib is really fun, really chill. You know, he'll have an opportunity to just kind of be out of the way, you know, with his boys and just be kind of hanging out with his boys, you know what I mean? So that people aren't, you know, every 3 minutes, you know, rubbing him on the back, telling him he's going to be okay, and, Dad, don't worry, you're going to get picked,
right?
You know, and then, like I said, man, we got our own little war room, so all the fellas can act like GMs with the receivers, like,
right.
Yeah, I ain't thinking, ain't thinking about the shit at this point, man. Like, ain't shit I can, yeah. Nothing I can do.
That's a great mindset, man. And like I said, the worry is just, it's not what we need to be. Yeah, obviously it's hard to, because you got so much on the line, you've worked so hard, and you know, I always tell guys, this process has a way of making you think somebody is better than you, or you haven't done enough, or is you're not good enough. But like I say, regardless of what pick you are, you're the only guy picked in that position for that year, and you still got to go prove it. So starts with his mindset. Well, you got, you know, I'll be available. I'll be sharing information with you, and I'm interested in seeing your mock draft board, your receiver board.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you a picture of it, man. All right. We're just going to have fun. Look, whether he's on that board or not, you're going to have fun.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you, man, and we'll be talking.
Okay. Talk to you, Bill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although Greg may be coming across as stressed or nervous, Dez doesn't feel that way. He still seems to be composed at the moment. He explains his perspective going into the middle of the draft.
I kept telling my dad, he used to ask me, like, you know, your dream's coming true. And I'm just keep telling him, like, you know, I feel like regardless of if I'm a second rounder or a seventh rounder or an undrafted free agent, I truly feel in my heart that I did everything that I can do for me to go as high as possible. My dad was just more anxious, like, okay, I hope he gets a call, or I wonder where he's going, or, you know, the Rams talk to him a lot. Okay, the Rams are up on the board. Okay, the Rams are on the clock, let's see. And then, okay, no, that's not, you know, it's just the anxious in it.
Round two is about to begin as guests arrive at the Fitzpatrick household in Michigan once again. And in San Antonio, Texas, friends and family show up at the Mon residence for the second day, one of whom is Kellen's grandma, Jacqueline Mon Smith, his dad's mother, who moves in for a hug on her grandson.
Graham.
What's up? Hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Graham's grandma, grandma's.
I know. I'm back. You excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Good. Hi. Good to see you.
I'm mic'd
up. You mic'd up?
Yeah.
How do you feel today?
Feel normal.
Hey, normal?
What's up, man?
Good.
Grandma, how you living?
I'm all right. Yeah, okay. Can't complain.
Are you gonna be nervous tonight?
Sure.
You gonna be nervous?
I'm gonna be nervous for you.
Oh.
So okay. You don't have to be nervous, okay?
Okay.
Kellen's grandma jokingly offers to bear the anxiety for the whole family tonight. But Kellen doesn't seem the need to take her up on that. As he said earlier, this year he's watching the draft at home just like he always does. And the main difference is just that his name will be called at some point. Meanwhile, in the living room, Kellen's dad Kevin and Clutch Sports Group's Coral Silverberg make sure everything is set up for the virtual draft broadcast.
So what time do we need to have the TV on?
The TV, it's already on. So this is, here, I'll show you really quick. So this is a shot that ESPN's getting, and they're just gonna nonstop record all the time.
I
just have to make sure
he has the TV. Okay, so do I need to put the TV on now or at a certain time? Or
no, just when it starts.
When it actually should be good?
Okay. That's it. No. But they just want to make sure it's just the Mon family on the couch, if that's cool.
We'll figure that out. Yep.
Okay. Back inside the house, Kellen opens the front door for another VIP guest.
Welcome in.
Oh,
good to see you. I know.
We've been circling the airport for 30 minutes.
Did is Mark here?
Yeah. He's coming in.
I know.
This is Jimbo Fisher, Kellen's head coach from Texas A&M. A head coach flying in for his players' draft party is almost unheard of in major college football. By this point in April, they're usually focused on recruiting for upcoming seasons or preparing for summer training camp, or all the other endless demands on their time. So, Jimbo coming here is a true testament to the bond he and Kellen share.
We had circled for half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
The storm was on the airport when we got here.
Hey.
Don't rain.
How are you, hunting? Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Happy to be here.
Oh, my God. Hey, Coach.
How we doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, man?
Doing
great.
Yeah.
Hey, other than a little
I'm
hang.
All right. How are you?
Yeah,
hey,
sorry.
Hey, we brought nerves, another. Nerves are on you today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a great day, man.
Did you watch it yesterday?
Yeah, we were sitting here watching.
Anything surprising?
Like Washington picking a linebacker from Kentucky, I want to say.
Yeah.
And then the Saints picking the defensive end from
Houston. Hello, how are you doing?
From Houston.
I'm all wet. Good to see you.
Like Jim was saying, Washington, New Orleans, and Minnesota. I know you talked to Minnesota.
I talked to Minnesota. I talked to Gary and Clint. And I saw Gary at the Hall of Fame thing.
Oh, really?
And I tell you, the other one's always crotch off me. Him.
Really?
I just, yeah. I wouldn't, because they mm-hmm. who did this trade out there? That may be one.
But yeah.
In Washington, you're right, Minnesota. And who'd you say the other
New Orleans.
And I have some special goodies for you. You've got them.
But hell, yeah, I'm telling you, I've been in this thing so damn long. Whoever you don't, whoever has said a word, whoever hasn't.
Billy.
Well, they don't, they're so, they don't ever want, they're scared the other one's going to jump.
Yeah.
Who all came down from the team?
Yeah, Hez right there, Chase.
They all went and worked out.
Calzada.
As they should have.
As Kellen and Coach Fisher continued chatting, they see NFL Commissioner Goodell walk back onto the Cleveland stage.
Day two of the 2020 NFL Draft is now officially open. Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock.
Round two is officially open, and Jacksonville has the first pick again. Kellen and his dad strategized based on what happened in round one and some additional intel they got from Kellen's agent, Demaryius Bilbo.
They said no D linemen and safeties were selected last night, except the two ends for Miami.
There's gotta be a lot of defensive linemen.
Yeah, that's what Demaryius said.
A lot of defensive linemen going tonight, a lot of secondary people going tonight. No safeties will take
it. Yeah, Cisco.
All the safeties. Everything. So.
Demaryius was talking to one of the Colts scouts, and he said that the Colts scout said the best fits for me, like best teams, would be Minnesota or New Orleans. But so New Orleans picks at 60, Washington picks at 51, but the Minnesota doesn't have any second round picks, but they have multiple, they have four third rounds and multiple fourth rounds, so they may use some of those picks and give them away to trade into the second. So we'll see.
Minnesota, New Orleans, Washington, and Denver are all reportedly interested in Kellen. However, four picks into round two, Denver selects a running back instead of a quarterback. Linemen and other positions fly off the board, including two more wide receivers, but no Dez Fitzpatrick and no quarterbacks are selected. And despite Kellen's grandma trying to take on the nervousness for the whole family, Kellen's mom, Letitia, struggles with waiting and watching, especially as the weight of what's happening starts to finally sink in.
I was definitely the most nervous. And I think if you were to look at the stream when the camera was on there, I probably did not move at all that night. I literally sat there. I don't think I really ate unless someone handed me something. I didn't have anything to drink other than having a water bottle that I was probably squeezing. But when you think about it, you know, we had an idea of the teams that were looking for quarterbacks. So we kind of knew when it was like something was, it was getting close, right? And so when you think about it and, you know, all you could think about is your child and how hard they have worked.
Yeah.
You know, and all you want is the best for your kids in the end, no matter what, all you ever want is, it's been an emotional time for me.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of months. And then we've had a lot of challenges also.
It wasn't just the draft adding stress. The Mond family was also dealing with a family tragedy at the same time.
My mother has always been very independent. She lived on her own, was driving at the age of 81. And on April 11th, she suffered a stroke and basically was in the hospital.
A long time.
And she was a huge A&M fan. And although she was in the hospital on draft night, you know, she was watching the draft.
As Letitia watched the draft unfold, she couldn't help but think of her mom in the hospital, also watching and rooting for Kellen. Sadly, Letitia's mom Sylvia Gonzalez, passed away shortly after the draft ended. She was 81 years old.
Kellen actually did get to speak to her a couple of days before the draft. And even though her speech was very short and it was very difficult, I'm so glad that he was able to talk to her, yeah, you know, that last time. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Round two continues in Cleveland and on the television in the Mond household. Washington has a selection soon at pick 51. This is where Coach Fisher thinks Kellen will end up. So Kellen begins to get excited and narrate to his family in real time.
We gonna see what Washington does at 51. I ain't trying to make y'all's anxiety go up.
What are they calling right now?
No call before. No. They call you after the pick. See, after the Giants pick, the Washington can call me. Checking phones. Hey, yesterday I was sitting right here, and Dad walked up behind me, and he was. It was Washington's pick, and he knew they needed a quarterback. I guess he's like, just checking phones.
The nerves are starting to show for Kellen's family. But not for him.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, Washington's next. Okay, Kiana's, she's like, yeah, my anxiety's through the roof. And I'm like, yeah, your hand is shaking. She's like, that's why I keep putting my hand through my hair.
On the draft broadcast, Washington announces their pick, an offensive tackle from Texas. The wait continues for Kellen.
So y'all's anxiety can go down now. You know, it's not me. You got to be a QB in the next three picks.
In the next three?
Carolina, Tennessee. They don't need one. They may get one, though.
Although he's tough to hear, that's Coach Jimbo Fisher in the background, commenting on a draft prospect on TV. Coach Fisher is talking about playing against him and what his stats were in a game that happened years ago. Apparently, this sort of photographic football memory is the norm with him. Here's Kellen in the living room again, explaining another instance.
Yeah, we be in like meetings and stuff. He'll be like, hey, pull up LSU 2004 against Arkansas. We were going in the red zone. I'm like, dude, that was 17 years ago.
Pick 57 is Dez Fitzpatrick's teammate and fellow Louisville wide receiver Tutu Atwell. He's selected by the Los Angeles Rams, a team rumored to be interested in Dez. The pick surprises everyone in the Fitzpatrick family. And although Dez is happy and excited for his teammate, he also has been watching receiver after receiver get picked ahead of him. Here's his agent, Demarius Bilbo, on how Dez processes all of this.
He took a lot of things with disrespect, and I think that more so went from going to Louisville, you know, having a great freshman year with Lamar Jackson, and then kind of taking a backseat to some other names on the roster or other guys across the conference and across the country. You know, he really took a personal approach to this, is that I don't think I ever saw in anyone outside of Jarvis Landry. You know, like, I'm going to write every receiver name that went in front of me. I'm going to write their name down. I'm going to keep it in my locker. And I'm going to make sure when it's the last man standing, you know, my name's going to be left on that list. And that's Dez. And if he told you anything different, he's lying.
We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Back in San Antonio, the Chiefs are on the clock with pick number 58. Then, two picks later, the Saints will be up. And now that their longtime quarterback Drew Brees retired, they've been rumored as another likely landing spot for Kellen. He and his family discuss the Saints' interest as the pick approaches.
Chuck, I said like that, man.
What are the Saints going to do?
Chuck's pretty athletic for a 55-year-old.
Yeah. I'm proud of Chuck. Because, I mean, they called Jimbo after the meeting, like, multiple coaches from A&M and Demarius, too. So if y'all have food in y'all's hand and, like, you celebrate, are you going to, like, throw it up?
Yeah.
Kellen is feeling optimistic because the Saints followed up their meeting with him by calling his coach Jimbo and his agent Demarius. That kind of due diligence usually means a team wants to draft you. Surprisingly, the Saints take a linebacker from Ohio State instead. Feeling even more anxious, Kellen's mom, Letitia, keeps eyeing her son's phone.
I kept asking Kellen, when will you be getting the call? Like, at one point do they make the call? And he said that once the clock starts for the next pick, that that was when they would call. So we're sitting and it's pick 64 and it's Tampa Bay, and we know that they're looking for a quarterback. And so I'm just, you know, trying to be, you know, always have a smile on my face and looking and looking and looking. And then all of a sudden I see the pick is in. So I thought, darn it. Okay, so it's not pick 64. Okay, now we're praying for 66 because that's Minnesota.
Pick 64 belonged to the defending Super Bowl champs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They needed a quarterback to back up Tom Brady, and they took one, selecting Florida quarterback Kyle Trask instead of Kellen. That marks the end of round two. Now, round three begins with Kellen and Dez still waiting, and perhaps feeling a little more nervous.
This is the second round end right now. Going to the third round next. Yeah. Hello. This is Kellen. Yeah, a bunch of people. You know, Texas is wide open right now. Yeah. Yes, sir. Awesome. I got you. Appreciate it. You're going to Minnesota.
Watch yourself.
That's Kellen's mom crying, and it's Coral Silverberg from Clutch Sports, trying to clear a path for the draft broadcast, because they'll be showing Kellen and his family on TV when the pick is announced soon.
With the 66th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Kellen Myers.
Hey, Graham.
Love you.
Love you,
man. That was Kellen's dad informing everyone they're about to get lit, and that he isn't really sure what that means. Kellen describes the whirlwind moment, from the phone call to hugging his grandma afterwards.
I don't remember anything. I didn't necessarily know who was going to draft me or what was going on. So I didn't tell anyone I was on the phone. So whenever I said that, you know, people around me knew, but there was like people upstairs and like everyone went crazy. So, I mean, it was a phenomenal feeling. And I tell a lot of people that was probably one of the best feelings, that I've ever had.
After ducking into another room to do interviews and media appearances, Kellen returns to the party to celebrate with friends and family.
I was trying not to cry. All them people trying to cry around me.
Appreciate you for everything, man.
Yeah. Congrats, bro.
Oh, yeah. What? Hey, what's the weather like out there? Hey, see.
Kellen spent his entire life in Texas and Florida, so not surprisingly, he's already worried about the weather in Minneapolis.
It's 55 in Minnesota. I could survive. Hey, you gonna book some flights to Minnesota, Z? Thank you for coming.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
The moment when Kellen's name was finally called impacted everyone at the party differently. Most cheered, some cried, and some just felt relief. Kellen's mom, Letitia, explains how watching the pick be announced opened her eyes to something much bigger than her son getting a new job as an NFL quarterback.
when you looked around the room, and I'm going to get emotional, but, you know, there were so many family members, but when you looked at our friends and you see friends of Kellen's that, you know, you saw his coaches, his first coaches there, you saw Jimbo sitting on the couch.
Yep.
It was such an incredible experience. You see his A&M teammates and you see kids that played middle school ball with him. It was amazing when you looked around the room to see who was really surrounding him, and they have all made an impact on Kellen. And one thing that I thought was even the most special, and so many people commented on this, but after everything happened and he was drafted and, you know, we all started celebrating, and actually he was, you know, with my brothers and sisters, with your brothers and sisters, and just thanking them for their support along the way. And it was really emotional.
Shortly after all that, Kellen takes the microphone outside and addresses the crowd.
Hey, real quick, everybody. Hey, real quick. Hey, I just. Yo. Oh, you brought this? Hey, I just want to appreciate everybody for coming out here. Pretty much everyone who's in here I've been a part of since I was a young kid, or just somebody I met in college. So everyone who's been here has been a part of my support system. So just want to say I love y'all and appreciate y'all for coming out. Appreciate it.
You give me the microphone, y'all ain't getting it back.
For real.
Seriously, on behalf of the Mon family, thank you for everybody coming out. This has always been important to us.
This is Kellen's dad, Kevin, giving the speech now.
It's been a lifelong dream of mine to have a child, German, from the age of two, starting out as a quarterback. I always said I would never, true story, I would never ever change the damaged blinds that were bent from all the footballs we threw in this house. Mrs. Mom would yell at us, we continue to do it, there are bent blinds all throughout the house. I promised you, I honest to God said, I would never change these blinds out unless Kellen Mond made it to the NFL. I always said, we got to buy new blinds tomorrow.
We have blinds in our house here that there's been probably over 1,000 footballs have hit the blinds from throwing, having him throw and practice in the house and her yelling, stop hitting the blinds. And we did it all the years he was a kid, whether he's 3 years old, 4 years old. I started him, like I said, at two, throwing in their football. So we have a lot of damaged blinds. But the deal was I would not change out the blinds in the house after we left them for a certain period of time until Kellen made it to the NFL. And now college is done, and he made it to the NFL, so now I get a chance. I can go buy new blinds. But it's kind of the symbol of our house for him, because there's, like, bent, you know, aluminum blinds in the house, you know, window blinds, and some are bent up. But, you know, it's not like the house is tacky or anything, but it was just the symbol of Kellen throwing the football in the house, hitting the windows. So our dad not making the catch of a ball he threw. So,
maybe that was it.
Yeah.
But... you know, we've been joking about this, obviously, for many, many years. I actually want to keep the blinds because, to me, you know, it reminds you of the journey that you've been on,
yeah.
Right?
Maybe more than anything else, that's what the NFL draft truly represents. It's the culminating moment of someone's entire life. From a two-year-old throwing a Nerf ball with his dad, to a struggling college student dealing with the weight of perfection, to a wide-eyed NFL rookie with unlimited promise ahead. And it's that same zenith for his parents, seeing his friends from youth football, his cousins and college teammates, and even his coaches from out of town, all from different chapters of his life, all coming together to celebrate that little kid who lives in their memories. Next, Undrafted.
Jesus, oh, I'm getting worried because, you know, when day three happens, it's like,
he could just start sliding.
I don't want to have those feelings, so let me just try to block it out like it doesn't exist.
People asked me what I wanted to do. I said NFL, and they said, well, you got to have a backup plan.
So that night, I couldn't sleep that night. And before I went to bed, I said, you okay, man? He goes, yeah, Dad, I knew it wasn't going to happen.
It was at least, 14 hours a day of the time you wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm not getting home until 7 at night. Then I'd have to do homework and then right back.
As long as he keeps showing up to his training sessions, we're going to keep showing up to his training session. It was about putting everything I could put into this kid to where he can have what I didn't have.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio. The executive producers are Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, Eric Salat, Eric Weiner, and Sean Titone. The series is produced and written by Eric Weiner. Garme Mamalu is our coordinating producer. Coral Silverberg is our associate producer. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer. The show is mixed, edited, and hosted by me, Stephen Johnson. Additional production help from Tim Schauer and Haley Mandelberg. For transcripts of the show and more information on Drafted, go to treefort.fm. And for more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.